Welcome to the show, Vince Colonnaise, the new official co-host of Mornings on the Mall, right here on WMAL. And I would like to take this time to congratulate you. But also, I think we need to find out a little bit more about who is Vince Colonnaise. Where did it all start out? Where were you born? And we'll go from there.
Well, I was born in Charleston, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Marine brat. I've lived on the entire East Coast. Almost name a state, and I've probably lived there on the East Coast, with the one exception being Hawaii.
That's not on the East Coast.
That's an exception.
Probably
Mary.
Why you've never lived there.
I lived in Hawaii. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh!
I lived in Hawaii for 3 years.
Hawaii.
No, the exception to the non-East Coast
rule. Gotcha.
Yeah, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, you name it. I've lived at Rhode Island. I've lived in all of those states. And, you know, and it was pretty great. I had a really great experience doing that growing up. And then after college, where I went to DeSales University in Allentown, Pennsylvania, studied politics there and theology. I get out, go home, do some radio in North Carolina for a couple of years. And then I find myself in Washington, D.C., where I joined The Daily Caller as an overnight editor. That was 7 years ago. And then recently, at the turn of this, at the last election, I became editor-in-chief of The Daily Caller. And I've been there running the shop at The Daily Caller ever since. And now I get the distinct privilege of joining a legendary show here, Mornings on the Mall, and helping to do the thing that I've always benefited from on this show, which is try and inform, engage, and amuse the public. Like people who are commuting to work, who want a show that can entertain them and make them smarter and prepare them for the craziness of Washington, where there are a million voices competing for your attention, a million voices attempting to influence your agenda and your life and all of you powerful people, what you do with your day. You just need like a reality check in the morning. I did. I would drive in my car to work and think to myself, okay, what do I need to know for the day? And I could always rely on this station and on this show. And I'm really happy to be on this side of the microphone now.
Well, all joking aside, and we have been, you know, joking with you all morning, so, so happy that you took the job. Really glad to be working with you. Because I have
you.
To tell everyone, there is nothing better than walking into work at 4 o'clock in the morning and being greeted by someone who frequently has donuts, but also just makes me laugh. So it is so
nice. I really
nice.
Appreciate that. And to you, Mary, this has been an awesome experience so far. Obviously, the listeners realize that we've done this now for a bit as I've just been in studio filling in, and now I have the chance to do this officially. I love doing this alongside you. It's a lot of fun. I think we're going to do a lot of great things here. Mike McKay has just been incredible here to work with, running all of our sound and the board and the commercials and the audio. And then Heather and Victoria have just been incredible producers throughout this whole process. And Heather is the reason this show sounds good whenever it does.
Yay, Heather.
The bad sides, that is always me. Okay, so just going forward, just so you know, I want your bullets. Send them my way.
Well, Vince has a lot of really good ideas in store for the show, including starting a petition to get Sheila Jackson Lee to change her name.
Yeah, it's racist. Why would she have that name?
I love it.
In the age
I
of changing Confederate names, Sheila Jackson Lee is first up on the list.
We have to start a petition on change.org. So welcome to the show, Vince. It's a pleasure and an honor having you here.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Fight Club.